From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future of U.S.-Cuba relations. The White House says Mr. Obama's three-day visit represents a new beginning in the relationship between the Cold War enemies. Turkish authorities are blaming the Islamic State group for Saturday's suicide bomb attack in Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says authorities used DNA samples to identify the suicide bomber who carried out the attack.
Bu menfur intihar saldırısını...
The identity of the terrorist who carried out this wretched suicide attack has been determined. This person, this terrorist, is Mehmet Öztürk, born in 1992 and registered from Gaziantep province. Current findings show the terrorist has links to the Daesh terror group. An Istanbul prosecutor said five people have been detained in connection with the attack and other suspects are being sought. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Voters in Niger are choosing a president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou was in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter says voting began very quietly with low turnout across the country in the early voting hours. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou has taken from his Niamey jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital Wednesday. He's been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, charges he denies. This is VOA News. Voters in the Republic of Congo are going to the polls in a presidential election. On the eve of the vote, the government ordered telecom providers to block all service during Sunday's election. President Denis Sassou Nguesso is running for re-election against eight opponents. Nearly eight years in prison, four Djiboutian prisoners of war have been released by Eritrea. A total of 19 POWs were captured by Eritrea in June 2008 during a border skirmish. Some of them escaped, but others remain in detention. The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the investigation. Sven Mary told a Belgian state broadcaster that part of the press conference given by the lead prosecutor violated judiciary confidentiality. Mary said Saturday his client is cooperating with Belgian police but will fight extradition to France. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people on board. Russian aviation officials say the plane's two flight data recorders were badly damaged and warned it could take months to recover information leading to the cause of the crash. There were strong gusty winds at the time of the accident that may have played a role. The aircraft itself, a Boeing 737, was only about 5 years old and had undergone an extensive maintenance inspection earlier this year. U.S. Republican presidential candidates are headed to two more contentious state nominating contests on Tuesday. Frontrunner Donald Trump and his nearest challenger, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are expected to split the contest. A large number of votes have already been cast in Arizona, likely giving Trump an edge there. Meanwhile, surveys show Cruz is likely to win party caucuses in Utah. A third candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich, is not expected to factor in the outcome in either state. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the United States has failed to fully honor a nuclear agreement that lifts sanctions on Iran. He says many international companies continue to shy away from doing business with Iran out of fear of U.S. reprisals. His comments came in an address marking the Persian New Year. Pope Francis began the Roman Catholic Holy Week leading up to Easter by celebrating Palm Sunday Mass with people gathered in St. Peter's Square. The Pope lamented what he called the indifference of people who, he said, do not want to take on responsibility for deciding the destiny of refugees coming to Europe. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.